Hey, everybody.
We're back in our normal forms.
In our normal forms.
I was looking back. I did look like Robert Plant last night.
Somebody else commented on the show that they thought that you were dressed like fucking, what's his name? The exercise guy?
Richard Simmons.
They thought you were dressed like Richard Simmons.
Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of something funny. You should be Slim Goodbody.
I don't know who that is.
You don't remember Slim Goodbody? Uh-huh. It was like from the 70s or early 80s. Mm-hmm. He was like this guy, it was like a public access show or something like that. And he like dressed in this like onesie, or it was like a whole like fucking whatever it was, this whole suit, but it was like his insides. It had like all his organs and shit on it.
Yeah,
and I think I remember he kind of had a little bit of a fro, like, yeah, not a Bob Ross level, yeah, fro, but kind of like a smaller kind of fro.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Really?
Does anybody know
what I'm talking about?
I might have been in Brazil at that time. Maybe you were. It doesn't even ring a bell.
I mean, might have been late 70s or early 80s, I want to say, because I remember seeing it when I was a kid.
Yeah. I went to Brazil, I think, in 83 or so.
Unless it was just a local thing. I don't think it was, though, because I've heard other people talking, yeah, about it, like, from other... I think it, like, went out to, like, all the PBS channels.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and today is November 1st. Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah.
I'm always like bummed out when it's like the day after Halloween, because Halloween's my favorite holiday. And it's just always kind of like the next day, it's kind of like, oh, it's over.
Yeah.
It's like I've even been like watching, like while I was working, I found on Hulu, they have like that Halloween baking show.
Yeah.
And it's like, I love that shit. I love watching people bake cakes that look like haunted houses and shit. So I've been watching that, like, to kind of get over my bummerness. Also, we're kind of doing some shit with, we just carved one jack-o'-lantern, the one that was in the background.
Yeah, I'm cooking.
Last night. And he's roasting it.
Roasting pumpkin right now.
At the moment.
Yeah.
And then you're going to puree it and you're going to make a curry out of it, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be chicken pumpkin curry.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be some left over to make a pumpkin cake, a pumpkin pie, I mean.
Yeah, you can make pumpkin pie. Or yeah, we made pumpkin bread last year.
Yeah.
Like, I think we made 3 or 4 loaves of pumpkin bread.
Yeah, pumpkin bread's easy.
But we had two real big pumpkins last year. Like, this year we just got, like, yeah, one pretty good size one.
You know, I have that dried fruit-based trail mix with the chocolate thin there. That'd be good in a pumpkin bread.
Ooh, it would, wouldn't it?
With the fried, yeah, it's got dried cherries in it and dried, what else was in there? Dried cherries.
There was some kind of nuts in there. There was several different kinds of nuts. I think it was pecans.
And then there's blocks of semi-sweet chocolate,
yeah,
in there. That'd be good in that.
I think there might be some raisins in it. Or
I don't
cranberry.
Think there's raisins in it.
Is it cranberries?
Dried cranberries.
Yeah. That probably would, yeah, be good. Ooh, now we should make some pumpkin bread and throw that in there if we have,
yeah,
any left over. You don't need a lot. I think you only need a cup or two.
Right.
Like just for like one of those little bitty loaves,
yeah,
like I made last year. But yeah, so that's what we're doing on the day after Halloween, recovering. Kind of sleepy because,
yeah,
you know, the time changed too. And then like Pookie decided that she was like, why are you guys sleeping? And I'm just going to jump on your face all night. So I woke up pretty early.
They're asking, like, will there be a meatloaf recipe in the cookbook? We were just talking about the cookbook as we were waiting to get that shit together for today's show. Yeah, I could put that in.
I'm pretty sure that's on the list.
Is that,
yeah,
on the list?
Yeah.
All right, I got a good meatloaf recipe.
Yeah, he made a real good meatloaf,
yeah,
the other day. We still got some of it left, I think, don't we?
Yeah, I think it's pretty standard. It's a pretty standard recipe, but one of the things I do is I'll take a bunch of ketchup, and I'll mix a shit ton of fucking brown sugar in it to darken and sweeten it, and paint that on the top of it before you roast it, and it kind of turns into like a tomato glaze on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And then I serve it with apricot preserves or apricot,
yeah,
jam. Real good. Put that on top of there. That's a Mississippi shit there. It's like putting glaze on ham.
Yeah, yeah.
It's real good.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not weird. It's like people put like honey glazes on hams and,
yeah,
shit like
that.
So you can like, you know, it's not weird. People eat like lamb with mint jelly.
Yeah, it's like that.
I don't. I just like lamb by itself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so... carrying on the Halloween, we decided we were going to review. I was very excited to see this because I hadn't heard any like chatter about this. You know what I mean? I'm sure there was some, but I didn't hear it. So what ended up happening is that Shudder, as most of you know, had, you know, the resurgence of Creepshow. Like they did the newer episodes. What happened? There were 2 seasons, right?
Yeah, they were good too.
Yeah, they were. So I guess what ended up happening was they were going to do a 3rd season, but then the pandemic and they couldn't get all the shit together and like they didn't have you know, the actor's going to come and whatever. So Greg Nicotero decides, he's like, well, we're not going to have anything ready for Halloween. And that sucks because that was kind of what their plan was. So he had the brilliant idea. He's like, well, can we just do a one-off Creepshow special that is animated? Like, so they don't have to worry about having actors or anything like that. And he also got to adapt a story that he'd been wanting to adapt since the very first, you know, Creepshow thing, which was the Stephen King story, Survivor type.
Yeah, it was a good story.
He's like, we optioned that for the first season of Creepshow, but it's like we ultimately couldn't do it because it would have been, you would have had to do like location shooting because it was like set on a deserted island. And it's like, we didn't want to green screen it and like that would look cheesy. So he's like, so I was very excited that we finally got a chance to do it because it was too expensive for us to do like live action. So I thought that was really cool. So they decided to do Survivor type, the Stephen King story. And then they decided to do a Joe Hill story. So it's like a twofer. It's like a father and son, like twofer story. And they're both animated. I think this animation studio is called Octopi. Like that's who they worked with. The animation on this is really nice. It kind of looks like, it's not like, I guess it's not like traditional animation because some of it looks like comic book panels like it would because it's Creepshow. But, you know, so some of it is just kind of like the background moves and like the person in the front like doesn't move.
Yeah, but
it
also
like
looks 3D. You can tell. It's in layers. It looks good. I mean, visually it just looks like a moving cartoon or a moving comic book.
Right. It's good. Very striking.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it ended up being really good. And I didn't realize, like, while I was watching it at the time, but the narrator of Survivor Type, that was Kiefer Sutherland. I knew that voice sounded familiar, but he wasn't doing Kiefer Sutherland voice. He was doing Kiefer Sutherland doing another voice. So it's like, because I think he does a lot of voice work now that I'm thinking about it. But it's like, so after it, I was like, oh, yeah, of course, that's where I knew that voice from. Ultimately, so Survivor Type was the first one, and then the second one was the Joe Hill story, which was called, I think it was called Twittering from the Circus of the Dead. Now, that short story that he wrote, I guess, I haven't read that short story, but it was all done, in tweets. So that's the way the story was written. So they were like, well, we wanted to adapt it, but we didn't really know how to adapt it like to a visual medium because it's like we didn't just want animation of like somebody just like reading fucking tweets the whole time.
Yeah.
But I think they struck a good balance of that, like where it's like they kind of showed that and she's like, you know, it's this girl who has kind of like a very whatever, hashtag this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like that kind of, she's like a really obnoxious.
She gets hers though.
Yeah. Well, everyone does.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole thing of Creepshow is that they're like morality tales.
Yeah. She couldn't get her face out of the goddamn phone and kept fucking with Twitter as other people were getting killed, didn't think anything was real. She eventually got eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, when she got
spoiler
her.
Spoiler alert.
That was the idea. And I like that one because that episode or that story was really a big fuck you to Twitter. It was.
Or to social media in general.
Yeah.
Or to, you know, to the fact that, like, people have gotten, like, so inured to seeing things. Because what happens is she's on this, like, road trip with her family. And she's, like, whining about it the whole time, like, in the car. And they stop at this roadside circus called the Circus of the Dead. And ends up it's all zombies. But it's, like, the way that she, you know, because they're watching it for ages and like they just think it's all fake. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these zombies come out and they're like eating people and they're just like, oh, realistic. You know what I mean?
Certain aspects of social media are not good or not good for fucking society, if you ask me. I mean, Twitter's one of them. It's just a damn rage mob. Fucking, I don't like Twitter. I don't even have a Twitter. But I hear everything that comes out of Twitter. And it's just nothing but scandal after scandal and inflaming people. It's just dumb. Dumb shit.
Well, I kind of thought it was dumb when it first started.
But what's dumb is that even, like, the news channels pay attention to it. Fuck what somebody says on Twitter.
Yeah, well.
You know, fuck
well,
it.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like, I don't feel like social media as a thing is necessarily good or bad. It's all in how you use it, just like in anything else. Just like anything else.
Well, like, the news channels are trying to prop up their importance or their relevance. They're trying to use social media to prop up their relevance.
Well, they're trying to, like, attract the utes.
Yeah, and they're trying to remain relevant when that news format is just fucking old. You know what I mean? It's not relevant anymore. It'll be gone eventually.
But, okay, so getting back to Creepshow, though, I was kind of like, I actually liked, both the stories were good. Obviously, I was really happy to see an adaptation of Survivor Type, because I thought nobody was ever going to do that, just because of the, you know, location, and because it's, like, really, really gruesome. It's probably one of his most famous short stories, just because of how, like, fucked up and gruesome it is. If you don't know what it's about a surgeon who... he's taken a bunch of heroin somewhere, right? Like, and then he's on a ship and it sinks and he ends up on this island, and then to survive he ends up having to like eat himself piece by piece.
Yeah.
But like, he's a surgeon, so he knows what he's doing, and he has like a bunch of heroin like to kill the pain and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a classic story.
It really is, like I said, and it's one of his most famous ones. Oh shit, man, I think it's like from the late 70s or early 80s, that story. Yeah. Because I think he tried to get it published like in magazines and no one wanted it because they thought it was too gross.
Little did they know back then.
Well, yeah, I know. It's like, yeah. Now it's people like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, a person eating themselves? Yeah, seen it. But you know what I mean? But at the time back then, it was like way too gory for people.
I gotta admit.
They were,
I mean,
so sensitive back
it
then.
It was good to see an animated version of it. That was probably the better way to go. I think if it was live action, it would have come off being kind of corny.
Yeah, maybe.
But what's best about that story is the written story. It reads. I remember that thing. Haven't read it in forever.
Yeah.
But I remember it was pretty engrossing. Like, you'd get all into it.
Because it was all based, it was from his
point
of view.
From his point of view and his mind, you know, him thinking about it. That was just, I'm not sure that would translate too well to live action, but maybe it would.
It might not.
Kind of like, they're in that same collection of stories, there's one called The Jaunt.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
That was a fucking great read. I don't think that would make a good short story.
Yeah,
in a movie.
Some of them, it's like kind of like.
If you guys don't know what The Jaunt was, the idea was is that they figured out how to teleport people, across great distances, but they couldn't teleport you while you were awake. If you were, there was times when they teleported an animal while it was awake, and when it arrived at its destination, it would like be insane and then die. Well, the story is about a boy who's tried to fucking... He dodged. He wanted to know what it was like to teleport awake, and he dodged the sedative to knock you out. And when he appeared on the other side, he was insane, going, it's forever in there. And what it was is that...
That was a good story, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't instantaneous. It seemed to take an eternity to arrive if you were awake.
Yeah, I remember that story.
Yeah, that made a fantastic read, but I don't think that would make a good movie.
Well, like I said, a lot of his stuff, we've talked about this a lot, because a lot of Stephen King's stories, because he's, like, really good at, like, you know, detail work and characterization and stuff, you can easily get sucked into a story, you can suspend your disbelief even when he writes about crazy shit, but, like, sometimes when they adapt it into a movie, if they adapt it too literally from the page, it just doesn't work the same. Like I said, that's kind of the same thing that happened with fucking... What was one of the shitty ones that I was... It was Dreamcatcher. Holy crap. Like, which, that book I actually really liked, but I remember thinking when I was reading it, one particular part, I was like, dear God, I hope they never adapt this into a movie because it's really going to blow. Yeah. And they did adapt it into a movie, and it did indeed blow. Even though there was, like, really good actors in it and shit like that. But I'm just like, this is not adapt. There's stuff in here that, like, you shouldn't... That's fine on the page, but you can't...
Yeah,
I mean, ass weasels, come on.
They only kind of adapted The Mist right. They I think they kind of got the tone, but they fucked up the end.
I liked the end, though, the way they ended the movie.
I didn't like
it. I liked it because it was, like, super bleak.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
I thought it was kind of
ballsy. No, they ended the movie. They killed themselves, but then the army came and saved them.
Yeah.
That didn't happen in the book.
Well, no, army didn't save him.
No.
It was just that one guy, and he'd killed his whole family. And then the army came. So if he had waited like 2 minutes,
that wasn't in the story.
No,
the story
didn't end that way.
The army never came. They just made it out of the. They made it out of.
Well, the ending of the story was ambiguous.
Right, and
you
they
didn't
just
know.
Drove
if it was
off
gonna,
into the.
Yeah, they're just like, hope we don't get killed.
Yeah, I liked that best.
Yeah,
because it meant that they hadn't been saved from the mist. They were still in that alternate dimension, and nothing was going to stop it. So there could have been future installations of would happen. But in the movie, the army shut down the experiment and saved everybody.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see that. I wanted to see the end of the damn world. Okay.
I want the world to end, goddammit.
That's what made that story.
That's actually a good point, that it's like,
that made that story.
A way, maybe Stephen King's ending was bleaker because it was just, there was no hope of anything.
There was no hope.
Fourth Door Down said, cough the Langoliers. Cough. That's, and you know what? That sucks because I really, really liked that story. That was like creepy as shit. It's like, think how creepy that would be to like turn up to a fucking airport and like nobody's there. Like all these people like disappear off the plane. And it's like, that seemed like such a cool story. And then when they made it into a movie, was that made for TV? It had a very made for TV kind of vibe. And yeah, it just wasn't very successful. But that said, I thought it was really cool. And I thought this was like a good compromise, that it's like, look, we can't have a whole season of Creepshow like in time for Halloween, so let's just do this one-off animated special. And you know, and I liked that they did like the Stephen King, Joe Hill tag team type of thing. That was really cool. I like the survivor type one probably a lot better than the other one, but the other one was good too.
I'm saying that the Dark Tower movie sucked. It sucked bad.
Well, they tried it. It didn't even suck. It was just like there. It was just like sucked. Bland.
Sucked. And but the books were great.
Well, they didn't really adapt any of the books. They just kind of like tried to.
Well, they tried
make a story that was kind of like the books,
like
but
it. It was
not
nothing like it. Nothing
yeah, like it was it. Like I just think that was a bad. I mean, if you're gonna do that, I think that you need a series.
Yeah, that could only make a mini series.
You need to do a series with that.
Now here's the thing: is that The Mandalorian is able to record still because Disney bought that damn nearly 360 degree studio. Have you seen that thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a digital, high definition fucking screen, so you can put them in an outside location and shoot it.
Yeah,
and while they're inside, and I think you're gonna see a lot of that. They said it reduced the fucking costs a lot, and the speed at which you could produce like a high budget sci-fi flick. I really want to see season two, but I don't want to pay Disney.
Yeah.
Does anybody have that on Blu-ray? You can send it to me. Somebody sent me a Blu-ray of The Mandalorian. Wasn't that Sophie sent me a Blu-ray of Mandalorian?
I think it might have been, yeah.
It was a bootleg, and it looks like it came straight from Disney.
We're going to get arrested.
It had labels on it and credits, and it had the fucking Disney Death Star on that bitch. It looks like a Disney factory fucking Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, though.
No.
Bootleg as hell.
We'll end up seeing
it.
It
looked
somehow.
Good, though. I want to see it.
Like I said, I just recently like started subscribed to Hulu, and they have a Disney Plus add-on, but I don't know how much more it is a month. Maybe like another $5 or something.
Think so?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing on it but The Mandalorian. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
On that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like Disney's stupid. For trying to do their own.
But everybody's trying to do
they're
that.
They're trying to do their own streaming service. They're fucking stupid.
Everybody's trying
they
to do that.
They should have sold The Mandalorian a la carte through Amazon. They'd probably have made fucking billions.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Dumbasses.
Too late now. Somebody's asking about the Tommyknockers.
Tommyknockers, the book was mediocre.
The TV adaptation.
Oh, really?
I saw it. I didn't like the TV adaptation, but I didn't really like the book either. It was all right, but it wasn't one of his better ones.
Parts of the stories about the aliens and the UFOs and shit and the weapons that they had, like round pizza cutters and stuff, that was kind of cool. But the rest of the book was just kind of a jumble of shit.
Yeah.
I think he was just on some good drugs at that time. I think fucking booze had hit
well,
him.
Well, no, he was on the bad drugs at that time. Because when he's on good drugs, he writes good shit.
All right. It's on something. Wasn't any good.
I didn't like Maximum Overdrive. It's one of those so bad it's good. It's fun, but it's not. It's weird because the story that it's based on, because it's based on a short story that's just called Trucks. The story is like not funny, really. Not that I remember, anyways. But they kind of made it into a comedy. But I don't know how intentional that was.
I liked the book and the movie. What was the one about the guy who wrote fiction and fucking his fictional character came out of the damn graveyard and was stalking him?
Who was that? The Dark Half?
The Dark Half, yeah.
I really liked that book also.
I liked the book. The movie was okay.
Yeah, the movie was okay. Decent.
Yeah.
It's not one that gets brought up a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I watched the other day?
What was the name of that bad guy that came to life?
Oh, shit.
He was from Jones County, Mississippi.
Yeah, I just watched that like a couple months ago. God damn it.
If you guys don't know, yes, my family comes from Jones County. There's a movie about Jones County called the Free State of Jones.
Yeah.
And about Newt Knight. who was kind of like our tribal leader back in the day. He fought the fucking Confederacy and the fucking Union. You guys ought to check it out. Fucking, my dad descended from some of Newt Knight's men. My dad was friends with some of his descendants, some of the Knights. They're still running around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, too, that a few days ago, or not a few days ago, but like probably a few weeks ago, I rewatched Thinner.
Yeah.
Which...
The book was really good. The movie's okay.
The movie was actually not as bad as I remembered it. Like, I remembered it being, like, really shitty. But, like, when I rewatched it, I'm like, oh, this isn't too bad. This is, like, pretty good. Like, not... It's kind of, like, in the middle tier of Stephen King adaptations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So, you ready? You gotta check on that roasting pumpkin. We don't want it to over-roast because we're gonna make some fucking curry out of that shit. We will be back again tomorrow with another live matinee. We're either going to review a series we already watched, or there's a couple new movies that they've just added on Netflix and Shudder that I wanted to, take a look at. So, we'll see what kind of shit we got going on when I look at the shit tonight. So we will see you guys again tomorrow, and thanks for dropping by. Bye.